mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, now already into the third and final hour of this Friday worldwide broadcast against tyranny. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We'll give you some of the latest developments again on Terry Schiavo Schindler. Get into this incredible confrontation or clock cleaning by Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney of General Myers, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the Dark Lord Rumsfeld, and others. Trillions missing from the Pentagon, government-run white slavery rings, 9/11 war game drills used to have the government stand down, and just amazing absconding and evasion. And you got to see the video itself. I've got to find out when it's re-airing on C-SPAN. It was live yesterday. We have the video clip online from C-SPAN, but I've got to get, somebody's got to actually tape that for me and send it to me. I'm going to try to catch it, but I'm so busy I might miss it. But it should be re-airing today or tomorrow. We got to get this on tape. You know, crisp quality. We have the online video. That's about 8.5 minutes long. That's coming up later in this hour as well. It's just, get your recorders ready for this one. But I said we'd take calls because we've had folks holding for a long time. Mark in Nevada, then we'll go to Michael and Randy, and we'll go to Mike and Carl and everybody else. Who's up first? Okay, Michael in Mississippi, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, hello, Alex. I just want to commend you. You're doing a great job. I'm a former Marine, done three deployments in the Middle East, Afghanistan, Iraq, and Fallujah. One of my big questions is concerning the September 11th Road to Tyranny film that you made and those video clips that with the President Bush Sr. talking about the New World Order. I noticed that it had a title on the screen that said September 11th, 1991. It appeared to be his State of the Union address, and I went to the C-SPAN site and found that the dates on were January 29th and March 6th, 1991.
No, there's four things that are wrong in Road to Tyranny, and I've actually talked about this before on air. There's four things, little mistakes like that, dates and stuff are a little off, and it is September 11th, 1990. It's not 1991. And September 11th, 1990, and again, there's four different State of the Unions there, but regardless, it's a State of the Union, it's George Bush Sr. talking about the New World Order. And I went and checked it out, because that was pointed out there, he did give that 1990, on the eve of the Gulf War.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense, because at the transcripts for the 91 speeches, none of them has the quote, out of these troubled times, our fifth objective, a new world order.
But, I mean, you're looking at George Bush saying it. I mean, it's a real video clip.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you think it isn't? Or?
No, I definitely believe it is. I mean, that's...
Well, I mean, actually, I've already re-edited Road to Tyranny. I'm just adding more to it, but the four mistakes are fixed. It's waiting on a computer, and it says this September 11th, 1990, and I did go check it. Unfortunately, I got the year wrong. But again, we have 4 years of him saying New World Order.
Okay. That was it.
Well, I appreciate it. Did you catch the other things that are wrong in it?
Well, the other thing was the final jihad. I've been doing a lot of speeches in public about these subjects, basically the stuff that you elaborate on, and I try to bring it to the local communities, and people are always blowing up in my face about it, and...
The final jihad. I'm confused.
Well, it's that book that was written supposedly before the Oklahoma City bomb.
Yeah, it was. No, right. That's not the mistake. No, the stuff in it is a little date stuff and stuff like that. Or I say it's one news article and it's another.
Yeah.
Final jihad was to the publisher a full year before and came out beforehand. Then they put out a later edition in '96, and that's where they try to abscond.
Okay, that's it.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. It was September 11th, 1990. September 11th, 1990. And that's when Bush gave that particular eve of the Gulf War speech. All right, we'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem reaction solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses, populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient nightlight and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, 8 minutes, 12 seconds into this third hour. Thank you so much for joining us. Let's just rifle through your calls, and then we'll get into Terry Shinom and, well, the Cynthia McKinney clip where she confronts Donald Rumsfeld and others. It's amazing. And I've got some other very important news as well. Let's go ahead and talk to Randy in Florida. Randy, go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, well, I'm at the Florida Capitol, and it's all quiet here. Our governor on the local news today said that his powers aren't as expansive as people would like them to be. He can't go beyond what his powers are, and he's not going to do it. He said that there's a lot of things that go on in society that he doesn't like. There's 90,000 abortions a year in his state, but he can't do anything about it. So he's just going to let her die on the vine.
Well, it's going to be 7 days that she hasn't had food and water tonight.
Well, it was 7 days, about 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, and so she, of course, they say her skin's starting to crack, and she started to show the sunken eyes, the signs of dehydration as of yesterday. And a really bizarre article that I find very suspicious out of the Associated Press. Man tries to steal gun to rescue Shibo. A man runs into a gun shop. He could have bought the gun. Starts with a box cutter, folks. Starts breaking glass. And, of course, the gun shop owner pulls a gun on him. He told me if I wasn't on Terry's side, then I wasn't on God's side. McKenzie told the Associated Press. McKenzie said he then pointed his own gun at Mitchell and ordered him to lie on the ground, but Mitchell fled out the store's back door before police arrived, he said. Mitchell was later arrested in the parking lot and was scheduled to appear in court. That's just,
there's thousands of people, you know, there's all those churches down there in the St. Pete Clearwater area. All they have to do is just get a human shield and go in there peaceably and surround her and take her out of there to the hospital.
Well, I think if you did that, I think the police would start shooting you. I mean, this is like Tiananmen Square in America now. They're very afraid of us storming them, like just happened over in the former Eastern Bloc yesterday.
It should be done. You know,
they know they're criminals, and so they're afraid of us.
Well, you know, then the whole world would know just what we have here. You know, if government will not protect innocent life, then what good is it?
How many people have been arrested trying to go in so far?
Well, I'm not sure what the number is.
I know it's a lot of men, women, children trying to bring her glasses of water. The police arrest them and throw the book at them.
Well, our gutless wonder governor and his brother, you know, if that's compassionate conservative Christians, I'd just as soon be an atheist. You know, and if that's what they call pro-life, well, I'm sure Terry would take issue with that.
Well, I appreciate your call. Take care. Since... I said I'd go through these calls quickly, but let's just cover Terry right now. Let's just go ahead and do this now. Because obviously judge refuses to order feeding tube restored. A federal judge in Tampa today again refused to order that Terry Schiavo's feeding tube be reinserted, leaving the parents of the brain-damaged Florida woman with few legal options as they fight to keep her alive. U.S. District Judge James Whitmore ruled that Schiavo's parents, Bob and Mary Schindler, cannot establish a substantial likelihood of success on the merits of their case. Schiavo's parents filed notice that they'll take the case to the Federal Appeals Court in Atlanta. They rejected their previous appeal. And judge denies Florida bid to take custody of Schiavo. The court denied the governor's request for family and child protective services. I mean, if they think somebody spanked a child, even though that's not illegal, they'll, no warrants, no nothing, come grab your child. But, man, when you got a woman with all this evidence of foul play swirling around, a woman who just a few years ago was saying, mommy, and help me, and mommy, and could eat food, and these government neurologists and people, they get up there on TV, they go, well, brain damage, people in vegetative states can eat, and they can say mommy. I mean, it's pretty soon, I guess they'll just say, I'm a vegetable. You know, I could sit here and talk 90 miles a second, but maybe I'm in a vegetative state. You know, I mean, in this world of la-la land, and I've got the shocking affidavit from Terry's nurse, and there's another nurse, too, as well. Before me, the undersigned authority personally appeared, Clara Iyer, RN, who began duty sworn, deposes and says, and it gets into it. With Schiavo, Michael Schiavo, going, when is that bleeper going to die? I'm going to be rich. Terry's blood sugar would be fine. He'd force the nurse out of the room. He'd go in. They'd come in. She'd be crying, begging in her way, mumbling. And suddenly her blood sugar would plunge to just levels off the chart. And they'd find puncture wounds. The nurse believed that Schiavo was injecting her with insulin. And at the same time, he would hang over her and be very intimidating. She's in sworn testimony saying that he was doing this creeping around the hospital. And we know the whole story. I mean, but the mainstream media will not cover this. Or if they do, they go, oh, well, it's an allegation. It's not an allegation. It's not debatable that he said in the lawsuit that they won her malpractice for over $1 million, that he wanted to, quote, take care of her with the money and rehabilitate her. And he acted all nice to the family. It'll be simpler if they sign over to him as the executor. They trusted him. They did it. And suddenly he went, now, no more rehabilitation, no more brushing her teeth, no more treatment of bed sores, no more food. At that time, she's, mommy, help me, potty, you know, getting these words out. I mean, she's just paralyzed, folks. Just look in her eyes. And then even after a decade of it, she was still, her mom came in and following her with her eyes. I mean, you could just see it. I mean, I've seen vegetables, folks. They're not doing that. So Shiva won't let them put electrodes on her heads to give you the brain waves. So we've been over this and over this. I had the Wall Street Journal writer on yesterday, listing the names of people begging who, you know, have a broken neck, and they're talking, "May I please have food and water?" And the court says, "You're a vegetable. Die." I mean, it's going on all over the country. I know of hundreds of cases. It's already that bad. But see, the general public doesn't know that, so they'll get you warmed up for it with Terry Schiavo Schindler. And then pretty soon you could be doing, you know, double backflips or slam dunking basketballs on a registered court, and they'll say you're a vegetable. Pretty soon you could do 5,000 sit-ups, and they'll say you're a vegetable. You know, they say they found weapons of mass destruction 100 times, then say they never said it. You're a conspiracy theorist if you say they said it. I mean, we're in the age of denial. And it is a minority. It is a minority. But they do call this show, they do email me, and George Norrie talked about this last night. He's gotten it. "I think she should just die. She's costing us too much money." And they've already set up this little greedy, yuppie thing in the world of health clubs and tennis and, you know, creaming the skin and getting skin peels and just totally self-centered. "Oh, you don't have a value of life. It's bioethics." You know, "I'm a libertarian," they call up and say, "and this is socialism paying for her. I don't like it. Get rid of her." They've already got you. Number one, you've got false economics that the globalists gave you. Left, right, it's all false. The economic model is all false. You think the pie is one size. The pie in real economics and human systems is as big as we want to make it. The levels of service and what we get are what we demand. And bottom line, we're going to have the oldest population in the world very soon with the baby boomers they're already retiring. In the next 20 years, you know, all these self-serving little twits, you're going to be in the position, and just like in the Netherlands and Holland where you're going, "May I please have food?
I'm sorry, the bioethics board says that your quality isn't good. You're a non-entity."
This is officially what they're doing.
"Help me."
And your little yuppies of yuppies of yuppies, your children will be off partying and taking their recreational drugs and, you know, doing the virtual reality and got their wirehead chip hook up and, whatever, yeah, Ma just wasn't worth it. Ma's life wasn't worth it. The point is that this is how Hitler started out, was getting rid of the retarded and the quadriplegics and the... That's how it always starts. The eugenics, the Brave New World. And just the exercise in lies about Terry is why it has to be addressed. But the media picked this. They could have made a big deal out of the other people they're killing every week that we learn of, who are paralyzed but asking for food and water. Because, see, they didn't know when they signed the form, "Oh, if I'm ever incapacitated, I don't want any, you know, invasive medical procedures." Well, you didn't check the definition. That meant... invasive medical procedure meant right down to changing your sheets and right down to a feeding tube. So you can talk. "Please, honey, give me some water, please."
"I'm sorry, you said you didn't want it. You're a vegetable. Bye-bye."
I mean, that's how mentally ill we are as a culture. I mean, if you can say babies aren't babies, this is the double think. You know, somebody goes out and kills a woman who's 7 months pregnant, and then he gets a double murder conviction for killing the baby. He should. But then we kill 50-something million, 54 million babies now? Hundreds of thousands of them, we're talking, that could have been adopted. Woman could have just gone ahead and had a cesarean, or gone ahead and had the child vaginally, and they could have given the child up for adoption. But they don't do that. They just kill it, use it for body parts. Hundreds of thousands. I mean, how much more barbaric and self-centered do you get? You people are missing out on the most incredible thing in life, is children. We're a sick culture, folks. Imagine somebody teleporting themselves into the future from 200 years ago, where we've killed 50 million of our children, and a lot of you've killed your children, and so you can't face it, what you did was wrong. So you are now part of the forces of death. Heaven help us. We'll take more calls, get into the other news. Stay with us.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try No BO. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. No BO is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NO-BO. Check out their website at no-bo.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with No BO. That's no-bo.com.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
My doctor was truly amazed at the improvements my heart showed after my heart attack. Thank you, Cardivite.
I was having a hard time breathing and had to rest in the afternoons, but since Cardivite, that's all changed now. I've had chronic fatigue for 12 years now and decided to try Cardivite. Boy, it's improved my energy dramatically.
Cardivite.
We all use Cardivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000% Cardivite. Cardivite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. Specially designed to improve your health, come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cardivite. You can find more information at www.cardovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cardivite is a natural thing. Like you've never seen. It makes you feel good. Go to fight.
I talked about this on Monday. We're about to go to your calls and very quickly. I got to play the Cynthia McKinney confrontation and cover some other very important news. And I really can't belabor this. We've just got to get the network to change it. They do a great job. We have four streams that you can listen to this show on 11 to 2 during the day on the internet. And those four streams are at the top of the page at gcnlive.com. Two of the streams are linked on infowars.com. 1 through 4 during the day, you can listen to all 3 hours of my show. Two of those streams are 16-bit higher quality audio. And because of bandwidth cost, you can only listen for 25 minutes on those. And then there's an advertisement to push you over to subscribe to the 32-bit, you know, really high-quality stream that helps us pay for the bandwidth. But it doesn't tell you that there's two streams that are basically unlimited at 8-bit. Doesn't sound the best, but, you know, it's decent. So people in droves, I mean, I'm getting the emails, I'm getting the calls, they just don't think they can listen anymore, and this show's the biggest on the internet, internet-wise, according to Shoutcast and others, and we're still number one, but this week since they've done this, it's dropping. And people just don't know, and it's kind of a catch-22 because they don't know they can tune in because they're getting kicked off, so they're not hearing this right now. So I hope that the network figures this out quickly because I don't have time to deal with it, okay? I can't do all the logistics on top of it either. It's not my job. But at night you can hear me on Stream 2 and 4. 2's the big one, the 8-bit you can all listen on. So at night you want Stream 2. Stream 4, 16-bit. Sounds better, but kicks you off every 25 minutes, and then you can try to log back on, but usually somebody else has gotten it because it's limited streams. So at night, it's Stream 2, and during the day, you want to go for Stream 1. And one of those other streams is unlimited, too. Again, just call them, not the folks running the show. They're doing a good job. It's nobody's fault. It's just stuff like this has to be, I think, thought out a little bit more. All right, I don't have time to call my boss up and tell him all this. So I'll just do it on the air. Okay? End of story. It's very irritating. Let's go ahead and please don't email me anymore, folks. I can't help you. Let's go ahead and who's up next here? Michael in Chicago, Illinois. Go ahead.
How's it going, Alex?
Good.
I know you have a lot of callers behind, so I'll try to go through a few issues very quickly. Major props to Cynthia McKinley. I watched the clip. I'm a big fan. Big follower. I'm trying to spread the word regarding her efforts. If there's anything we could do, we definitely need to have a some sort of a groundswell of support behind this woman.
C-SPAN hearing is supposed to re-air sometime today. If somebody would tape that for me, it'd be great.
Awesome. I am concerned that she may experience the Wellstone effect. So we need she needs our support.
I was going to say that she is a lot more manly than most men.
Definitely. Second one, just on C-SPAN a little earlier, running across the networks, they're covering this F-16 sale to Pakistan and India. So once again, we're supplying both sides of the conflict.
It's ordered out of chaos. It has nothing to do with stability. Instability is the globalist business.
Absolutely. Another quick one. On your site, there was a link. I can't remember who it was from, but it referred to Rumsfeld's special operation team because the FBI and CIA can't really help them out domestically. And the site said that Hit Squad, I guess that's the name, they're kind of modeled after the Nazi SS.
Yeah, that was Steve Quayle talking about that, and that Hit Squad's been in the New York Times. It's the real deal. They're all creating their own little private Hit Squads.
Wow. Lastly on the list was this sex offender thing that's rolling through Florida. Florida seems to be the cornerstone, Jeb Bush and company, and it's just a reoccurring theme. These guys with 23 convictions under their belt, they continually let these guys out, and they commit these crimes, and then they want to come out with a whole onslaught of new laws, new legislation.
Meanwhile, the corporations that they support and they give all the big contracts are kidnapping children by the tens of thousands. Thanks for the call. Up next here, we will now go to Carl. Carl, where are you calling us from?
Harrison, Maine.
Welcome.
Thank you. Yeah, I just wanted to say something interesting about Michael Chertoff, the Homeland Director.
Yes.
Pastor Pete Peters out of LaPorte, Colorado, has a newsletter, The Dragon Slayer. And in it, he printed an email. I'll just read it briefly. Hello, I just wanted to let you know a tidbit about Bush's new Homeland Security nominee. I was a Russian linguist in the Army and continue to study foreign languages. So when I heard this man's name, my jaw dropped.
It means the devil.
Yeah, was that brought up on your news show at some point?
That's been reported on, yeah. And, you know, Chertoff's cousin writes hit pieces about me, too. It's real nice.
Yeah, I tried to look it up in a direct dictionary, but I guess they have different letters other than Arabic and so on. But this guy pointed it out. It's the Bible script, anyway.
All righty. Anything else?
Did you see where in Oxford they're going to study the effects
of... How to torture Christians.
Right. It's all coming together all at once.
Well, we got to torture out of... You know, I mean, we got to study how to torture Christians. It's freedom. It's freedom, sir. Thanks for the call.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
We've all heard about the benefits of infrared light therapy, but never have we heard of anything as amazing as this. Diamedics, the leading authority on polychromatic infrared diode therapy in the U.S., now offers its patented Painex 2000 to the public. The Painex 2000 uses the same technology NASA uses aboard the space shuttle and the same technology used by the Navy SEALs. Now it's available to you. The Painex 2000 is FDA cleared for joint aches and pains, increases circulation, and relaxes those achy muscles. Diamedics is literally written the book on polychromatic infrared diode therapy. Using 5 different wavelengths in the Painex 2000 has made it the most advanced infrared light therapy product on the market today. With over 12 different models to choose from, there's a Painex 2000 device for everyone. Visit Diamedics.com. That's Diomedics.com. Or get your free catalog today by calling toll-free 888-972-4699. Again, your free catalog, toll-free 888-972-4699.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I'm going to go quickly to 5 final callers. Then I'm going to play the Cynthia McKinney 8-minute clip. I'm also going to stop it and comment upon it. And believe me, you don't want to miss this, so stay with us. Tim in Ohio, go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Hello.
I spent 11 years in the media and TV news, and this is not to take anything away from all that's going on with the Schiavo case, but I'm sure you've noticed in the past, whenever they have a story that's dominating the airtime the way it is, it's usually that something big is in the works or something is about to happen, and they're just...
Yeah, free trade area of the Americas, or a big terrorist attack, or just a whole host of issues.
I was wondering if you saw on the American Psychological Association's own website, there was a... They were acknowledging a thank you from the Bush administration for
keeping New Freedom
public.
Quiet.
Yeah, and you know, if they really think that has anything to do with freedom, forcibly, you know, people to take tests and to take drugs, they're the ones that are crazy.
Forcing everybody,
right? Yeah. And you know, if they really want to, they should start with that Bush family. You know, with the twins with their underage drinking, right? And Jeb's daughter forged prescriptions. What's going on in their family lives that caused that kind of stuff? You know, and his wife didn't Jeb's wife try to smuggle some goods into the country without paying the tariffs? And
look, the whole family is a pack of criminals. I hear you, Tim. Thanks for the call, Marcello. Marcello's after Mark, actually. Mark in Nevada. Go ahead, Mark.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I wanted to point out that Bush's own fiscal year 2005 budget request
included
2.6 trillion.
Included absolutely no funds for the Iraq War. So instead what they're doing...
That's off budget, yeah.
Yeah, it's all off budget. Supplemental appropriations bills and H.R. 1268, which passes like either March 15th or March 16th.
And now they're putting expansions of national ID cards, amnesty into it. I mean, Bush says we should stop these people on their own land with binoculars showing the illegal aliens in Arizona, and I want to legalize the illegal aliens. I mean, how is that conservative? How is a budget that's $800 million bigger than Bill Clinton's biggest, how is that conservative?
I don't know, but 168 Democrats in the House voted for it, of course. Honorable Congressman.
They're all in it together. It's incredible.
But it's sitting in the. Of course, Ron Paul was one of like two Republicans who voted against it. Cynthia McKinney, of course, voted against it. But it's sitting in the Senate Appropriations Committee right now. And given the lopsided numbers in the House, actually, I think our best hope. Of course, we need 41 senators to sustain a filibuster. I don't think we got that, but it's worth a try. If we all call. Our senators call my senator, who, of course, supports the war, Harry Reid, the Democratic leader. If everybody would call his office, tell them to filibuster this bill, because that's how we're going to end this war, by cutting off the funding.
All right. I appreciate the call, Mark. Marcello in Canada. Marcello, go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Hello.
Hi. I have a point regarding the Schiavo case. It may be a ancillary point, or it may be interesting with regards to the globalist use of symbolism.
Yes.
First of all, the proper way to pronounce the name in Italian is Schiavo.
It means slave.
Yeah, that's what I was going to point out. It means slave. So, I don't know.
That's what my wife says, because she lived in Italy for 6 years.
Right.
And she says Schiavo means slave.
Do you think there's any significance to that?
Well, I mean, her name means slave, or I don't know.
Well,
I just don't know, sir. Really.
Yeah, that's it.
Interesting points. I appreciate that call. Let's talk to Richard in Texas. Go ahead, Richard.
This is from Austin, Texas. It seems to me that a judgment is only as good as its enforcement, so I appeal to a committee or communities around this country to offer to hire with better pay and benefits the officers that are guarding Terry. If that community should decide to,
but the police just follow orders. Okay,
yeah, I know.
I mean, if they told the average cop to put babies in incinerators, they do it.
Well, you think of that programmed, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, that's just my suggestion, and that's all I have to say.
No, I hear you. I appreciate your call. Terry is. This is the second time that she's had water taken for 7 days. But after this, I mean, it's again, she's somebody just a few years ago saying, Mommy, and help me, and hi. But they're going to redefine that as a vegetative state, because they want to sell the population on government-sponsored eugenics. Let's talk to Roy in Michigan. Roy, go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, H.R. 418, I do have passed the Congress, and it was in the Senate, I understood, a week or so ago, and I haven't heard nothing more about it. I wondered if you knew what happened to the bill.
Right now, 418 isn't ringing a bell. What is it?
418 was the immigration thing that was actually a national ID.
Oh, yeah, we had Ron Paul's office on about that and covered it. It's part of the major spending package right now, and looks like it's probably going to pass. And, of course, he already passed a national ID card. This turns it into a Pan-American ID card and helps legalize the illegals.
It actually is a takedown. It's a total takedown. If you read, when you look at just what Ron Paul had to say about it, it's a takedown.
Yeah, but the lying so-called conservative talk show hosts lie to their poor, pathetic listeners and tell them it's to stop illegals, so they believe it.
I know that... But I've told other people about it. They've been very upset.
Yeah, well, look, Bush knows that 80%+ of Americans are against open borders, but he says we need to get rid of the borders. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. That's it for calls today, because I want to air this piece with Cynthia McKinney. Now, again, this video clip is on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com right now. You can watch it when the show ends if you're online. Please spread this around on the Internet. It's important. Because all this is admitted, documented stuff. And listen to the responses and the spin that Rumsfeld and General Myers and others come up with. She brings up the trillions missing at the Pentagon. She brings up DynCorp kidnapping all these people. And, I mean, they were caught. Hundreds of jets, hundreds of flights, hundreds of thousands. This is just in one operation over in the Balkans. And the globalists operate in these third world and second world countries and old world countries. You see the type of world they want to build here in America in these countries where they're given a free hand. DynCorp gets the big security contracts in Iraq and Afghanistan for the Green Zone and other areas. They get just tons of these contracts. They've since changed their name. And they were found guilty of this. It was systematic. And Rumsfeld just lies and says, oh, that was one person. We have all the mainstream news articles posted. It was not. Then they bring up the war game drills and Myers, it's just, they look so guilty. You know, like the cat that's caught with a canary in its mouth. And Rumsfeld, that arrogant creature, I was about to call him a prison term, that arrogant creature finally faced with the facts, you see him for what the little ring wraith that he is. So here's that clip. I might be pausing it during the clip with my own little comments, but here it is.
Gentlelady from Georgia, Ms. McKinney.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Secretary, I watched President Bush deliver a moving speech at the United Nations in September 2003, in which he mentioned the crisis of the sex trade. The President called for the punishment of those involved in this horrible business. But at the very moment of that speech, DynCorp was exposed for having been involved in the buying and selling of young women and children. While all of this was going on, DynCorp kept the Pentagon contract to administer the smallpox and anthrax vaccines and is now working on a plague vaccine through the Joint Vaccine Acquisition Program. Mr. Secretary, is it policy of the U.S. government to reward companies that traffic in women and little girls? That's my first question. My second question, Mr. Secretary, according to the Comptroller General of the United States, there are serious financial management problems at the Pentagon, to which Mr. Cooper alluded. Fiscal year 1999, $2.3 trillion missing. Fiscal year 2000, $1.1 trillion missing. And DOD is the number one reason why the government can't balance its checkbook. The Pentagon has claimed year after year that the reason it can't account for the money is because its computers don't communicate with each other. My second question, Mr. Secretary, is who has the contracts today to make those systems communicate with each other? How long have they had those contracts? And how much have the taxpayers paid for them? Finally, Mr. Secretary, after the last hearing, I thought that my office was promised a written response to my question regarding the four war games on September 11th. I have not yet received that response, but would like for you to respond to the questions that I've put to you today, and then I do expect the written response to my previous question. Hopefully by.
All right. Now, again, why do they say trillions and trillions are missing? Because why do they hire White, who ran the Enron scam with the fake computers that legislators and members of Congress went and saw with the fake energy trading? Because he's an expert in that. And this is what they do. And see, the Pentagon had all these big slush funds and pension funds and investments. That's why their budget's 600 and something billion a year, on budget a few more hundred billion on the side. Well, how can you have trillions per year? Because it's much bigger than that. And then their answer is, we're not going to let you have any documents. This has been going on for 2 years, by the way. We're not going to let you know who the companies are. Just shut up. That right there, number one. And then listen to Rumsfeld, how he cavalier, in a cavalier fashion, oh, well, we put people in the penalty box when they've done stuff like this. And he just, imagine if somebody else went and kidnapped one child, what would happen to them? They'd never get out of prison, and they shouldn't. But, oh, well, you know, they're bad, and we fixed them. And please continue.
The week.
Thank you, Representative. First, the answer to your first question is no, absolutely not. The policy of the United States government is clear, unambiguous, and opposed to the activities that you described. The second question.
Well, how do you explain the fact that DynCorp and its successor companies have received and continue to receive government contracts?
I would have to go and find the facts, but there are laws and rules and regulations with respect to government contracts, and there are times that corporations do things they should not do, in which case they tend to be suspended for some period. There are times then that the under the laws and the rules and regulations for the that passed by the Congress and implemented by the executive branch, that corporations can get off of out of the penalty box, if you will, and be permitted to engage in contracts with the government. They're not generally not barred in perpetuity.
This company was never in the penalty box. If you could proceed to my second question, please.
The second question. I've forgotten what the second question was.
I think Ms. Jonas knows it.
Okay.
So somebody stood up to you, scumbag.
Thank you, Ms. McKinney. I appreciate the question. I appreciate your interest in our department's financial condition. And we are working very hard on that program. I've just come back recently.
I understand that you're working hard on it, but my question was, who has the contract? How long have they had that contract?
Trillions.
And how much money have we spent on it?
In general, we spend about $20 billion in the Department on Information Technology Systems. The accounting systems are part of that. I can get you the exact number for the record of what we spend on our current, what we call legacy systems, and those that we're moving toward.
And who has the contracts?
That would be a multitude of individuals.
Could you name some, please?
Well, I think off the top of my head, well, I would rather not. I'd rather provide that for the record.
That's not privileged information, is it?
I'm sure it's not.
Well, please. And we still have time, so please.
I would be glad to provide for the record. I don't want to talk from the top of my head.
But they won't.
Correct.
On your first question, I'm advised by Dr. Chu that it was not the corporation that was engaged in the activities you characterized, but I'm told it was an employee of the corporation.
Liar!
And it was some years ago in the Balkans that took place.
It's my understanding that it continues to take place. And
is that right?
Yes.
Well, if you can give me information to that effect.
I'm sure you are interested in all of the information that I have, and I'll be more than happy to provide it to
you. Good. Thank you.
But I would also like to get information from you.
Okay.
For example, the information that I just requested about who has those contracts.
Let me assure the gentlelady that we'll make sure that this
the chairman starts running defense.
Information takes place, and Mr. Secretary, if you can get back with us on the Dying Corps story, we'll get that to the gentlelady.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
We'll get back on both of the first two questions, but the Congresswoman has raised the other question twice now, and I'd like to have General Myers respond because you mentioned it in the last hearing. And I think it would be helpful to get the answer, even though we're on red, if you don't mind, Mr. Chairman.
General Myers, go right ahead.
But I would like to have the answer in writing as well, as I thought my office was promised.
Okay, I don't know about the promise, Congresswoman, but could you repeat the question? Make sure I'm answering the right question.
Chairman, Joint Chiefs of Staff.
The question was, we had four war games going on September 11th, and the question that I tried to pose before the Secretary had to go to lunch was whether or not the activities of the four war games going on September 11th actually impaired our ability to respond to the attacks.
The answer to the question is no, did not impair our response. In fact, General Eberhardt, who was then the commander of North American Aerospace Defense Command, as he testified in front of the 9/11 Commission, I believe he told them that it enhanced our ability to respond, given that NORAD didn't have the overall responsibility for responding to the attacks today. That was an FAA responsibility. But there were two CPXs. There was one Department of Justice exercise that didn't have anything to do with the other three. And there was an actual operation ongoing because there was some Russian bomber activity up near Alaska. So
let me ask you this, then. Who was in charge of managing those war games?
Dick Cheney.
And General, why don't you give the best answer you can here in a short period of time, and the gentlelady wants to get a written answer anyway, and then we can move on
to other folks. The important thing to realize is North American Aerospace Defense Command was responsible These are command post exercises. What that means is all the battle positions that are normally not filled are indeed filled. So it was an easy transition from an exercise into a real-world situation. It actually enhanced the response. Otherwise, it would take somewhere between 30 minutes and a couple of hours to fill those positions, those battle spaces, with the right staff officers.
Mr. Chairman, begging your indulgence, was September 11th declared a National Security Special Event Day?
I have to look back. I do not know. You mean after the fact or before the
No, because of the activities going on that had been scheduled at the United Nations that day.
I'd have to go back and check. I don't know.
Thank you.
Okay. I thank the gentlelady. The chair would ask the gentleman.
They all look like, again, Sylvester caught with a Tweety Bird in the mouth. I mean, the video is so much more powerful. Notice how they just glaze over those drills of flying hijacked jets in the World Trade Center and Pentagon at the exact same time it was actually happening.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, 2 Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey NP solar charger, as well as a backup set of 2 Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Put the little 8.5-minute clip you heard from Congress yesterday in some type of perspective or context. They're just calmly, openly talking about trillions missing from the Pentagon. They're calmly talking about war games on 9/11. They're calmly talking about hundreds of thousands of people kidnapped and flown to slave brothels all over the world. And that's what the globalists do when they've got a captured, controlled population. That's the world they build. And when they've got their little habitat the way they want it, that's what they do. Oh, but they wouldn't be involved in 9/11. Oh, no, they just admit they put cancer viruses in many of the vaccines and chemicals and hormones vaccinations to sterilize women. They've been caught. And we have Henry Kissinger from 73 ordering the third world to forcibly sterilize half their women or no IMF World Bank money. I mean, the crimes, the admitted megalomaniacal control freak stuff. And it's just, oh, well, I think we put them in the penalty box for that. But the media, well, one child's been kidnapped. Oh, it's horrible. Which it is, but they know how to have one person as a tragedy, 10,000 as a statistic. And so this is the globalists. This is our controllers. This is the world they're building. And we have giant sections on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com with hundreds of mainstream articles where they just come into towns with men with machine guns, take every little girl and every little boy, they put them on jets, and they fly them out, and they take them to slave brothels. And they snuff film them. They do everything else. I'm sorry, it's true, but oh, this is your government. This is the corporations that get more contracts after they're caught doing this. So, c'est la vie, huh? You still trust your government? Unbelievable. We make the fall of the Roman Empire in its last days of decline look spotless, look pristine as the driven snow. Got about 2.5 minutes left in this worldwide transmission against tyranny. I don't know what I can say or do to get you to take action. I've made videos that are information warfare weapons that use the truth to destroy the lies. An ounce of truth can dissolve 1 million gallons of lies. Get my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Please make copies of it. Please get it out to everybody. Get it. Make a copy every night when you go to bed. Pop it in the VCR, the DVD. Make a copy. Mail it to public officials, to local talk show hosts. Put it on local cable. It's easier than you think. And these videos wake people up. They're full of stuff, just like what you just heard, where the globalists are admitting all this. It's $25.95, 2 hours, 35 minutes long. It is my best work, covers 9/11, the occult elite, the police state. It's indescribable. You've got to get Martial Law. Got a bunch of other big discounts going still on all my other films. They're excellent as well. Road to Tyranny, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, my police state series, the book I wrote, the books I carry, the book I published. PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com to peruse the safe, secure online shopping cart, to watch clips of the films, look at what we have to offer, to order. That's Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch them all online for 15 cents a day, monthly and yearly subscriptions. PrisonPlanet.tv, or call toll free. They can answer all your questions, and you can order via the telephone if you'd like. 1-888-253-3139. And these films will not be seen if you don't get them and make copies. I mean, the little bit of videos I sell is going to have no effect. It has an effect when you get them and you make copies. Please do that. Pay it forward. Take action. 1-888-253-3139. We'd be in a lot worse shape right now if you hadn't been out there fighting. But we're in a fight, folks. Make no mistake. For humanity, for our very lives, our very souls. 888-253-3139. Or you can also write to us if you'd like to support our ministry or get any of the videos. 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. All the affiliates, the listeners, the sponsors, the great folks that run the broadcast, the wonderful Genesis Network that never censors and me and always supports what I'm doing. God bless them as well. Have a great weekend. See you back tonight, 9 to midnight, and back on Monday. Terrible.